Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Noah Truesdell. The 2016 Upper Mississippi River Conference focused on the Mississippi River Report Card from America's Watershed Initiative. In it, our Upper Mississippi watershed received a C, with much room for improvement. On October 13th and 14th, over 200 river stakeholders from 16 states congregated at the iWireless Center to raise the grade. Among these participants were 16 local high schoolers. Students from Rock Island, Davenport Central, and Davenport West wrote essays in hopes of being one of those selected to be student delegates at the conference. These students were excused from classes for 2 days in order to learn about and take part in addressing the problems facing our watershed today. On Thursday, the students listened to the nation's experts in the fields of water quality, energy, Gulf hypoxia, recreation, river ecosystems, floodplain management, and transportation. Before sitting down to dinner with these same experts, many students went to the Student Summit, which all students who submitted essays attended. The students split into two groups on their way to field trips planned along the riverfront. One group went to the Kone Building for a tour led by developer Rodney Blackwell. He showed the ins and outs of all the innovations that went into the construction of a platinum-rated sustainable building. The other half of the students went to the Moline Riverfront, where Dr. Norm Moline of Augustana College showed them 10 examples of urban sustainability. Within just a couple blocks, these students were shown various strategies to reduce urban pollution from environmental structures to solar power. The students returned for a keynote address from Dave Mercia of the Wapsie River Environmental Education Center on the importance of water. He explained the limited nature of fresh water on our planet and stressed the value of stewardship. He ended by encouraging the students to volunteer, expressing how much help they can offer the environment and their communities. The 16 student delegates returned Friday for the working sessions. In these sessions, the conference goers addressed the issues from the presentations the prior day. The students were able to contribute to the plans for the river they will inherit. Since the conference, the student delegates have worked on projects they can do at their schools or in their communities to be submitted to River Action. Four of these projects will be selected for $250 each in funding and guidance for their projects.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.